wonderful and fitting it is to celebrate this Christmas feast in a church awash in color, ablaze with light, and alive with festive song. This is, after all, our joyful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. But Christ's birth is not all that we celebrate this morning. In fact, it's not even the most important thing that we celebrate this morning. Rather, what we really celebrate in light and in word and song is God's victory over death and darkness, a victory that was triggered by the birth of Jesus. That, my friends, is our cause for such extravagant joy. And who here this morning does not need a little joy? Did you hear clearly in that first reading that astounding declaration of the prophet Isaiah? Isaiah says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, light has shone." Well, my sisters and brothers, you and I are those people who have walked in darkness. And that land of gloom where we dwell is none other than this America the Beautiful, which we love with all our hearts, but where so many others, desperately seeking refuge and welcome, are heartlessly turned away. Where too many of our own citizens go to bed each night hungry and homeless. Where too often our ears are assaulted by the harsh noise of dissension rather than the sweet chords of peace. That land of gloom where we dwell is also our church, where innocent children have been preyed upon by contemptible priests, where you, the faithful, have been deceived by unprincipled bishops, and where the life-giving ministry of women continues to lie fallow, choked off by a culture of clericalism. Frequently enough, that land of gloom where we dwell is also our families, where misunderstanding and heartache quench the warm fire of love, where our inability to forgive unnecessarily perpetuates both grievous offenses and trifling squabbles. It is into these lands of gloom that Isaiah thunderously proclaims that a great light has already shone. And precisely because, as he tells us, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, a son who is Christ the Lord. But do not be misled, my friends. This child born to us, this Christ the Lord, does not come single-handedly to smash the yoke of injustice in our country, nor to purify our sin-scarred church, nor even to knit up the raveled sleeve of care within our families. This child is born like any other child, as helpless as you and I when we were babes. And that's the whole point. This all too human Son of God was born so that through his life and death, you and I might discover a way out of that land of gloom and darkness. It is by coming to know and love this child, this Son of God, and by having God mold our hearts so that they become more like the heart of Jesus, that we conquer the darkness. And we come to know and love Jesus by carefully noticing, especially in the gospel stories, how he loves and serves and forgives others. In fact, I think that the whole gospel can be summarized in those three words: love, serve, forgive. To love, not just family and friends. As Christians, we are challenged to love even people who make it difficult for us to love them, people who are utterly exasperating. Furthermore, we are called to go out of our way to seek the lonely and the friendless, no matter the cost. to serve, not to stint in putting our gifts, our talents, and our time at the disposal of those who might need our help. And not just at Christmas time or when it's convenient, but in season and out of season, as St. Paul tells Timothy. To forgive. This gospel challenge is perhaps the most difficult. To surrender our justified anger and our reasonable desire for revenge toward a person who has hurt us, and to acknowledge that he or she is fallible, just as you and I are fallible. So for a Christian, it's not enough to remember Christ's birth on this Christmas day. It's far more important to recall Christ's invitation for us to share his mission of loving, serving, and forgiving, so that together with Christ, our light might begin to dispel the darkness that blankets our world. Why not make a beginning this morning by asking God who it is that he wants you to love, who it is that he wants you to forgive, who it is that he wants you to serve.